Radio.
Decentralization and Bank Annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
You know, you gotta get us out of here now.
A few minutes and let's get more calls. Here,
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Natural Healthy Connections with Cowgirl Nikki, myself, Nick Pearson, and Mark Gonzalez. And today is, it is the 5th of December. Wow, it's moving fast, I'll tell you, 5th of the December. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial-free listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at revolution.radio. That's revolution.radio, also Roku, iTunes, and TalkStream Live, I believe. If you'd like to leave equivalent to a cup of coffee, go to the homepage and donate some money. Let's just like leave a cup of coffee. We appreciate it to keep the paid programming on the air, so we thank you so much for that. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to advertise in Revolution, it's fairly reasonable, and you get to meet a lot of new friends. Also, check out the chat rooms. Also, stuff going on always in there. Keep you busy. Okay. I want to thank Marsha and Red, who also give us information from different times to times. So I want to mention them as well. Okay. We're going to probably be joined today by Mark at the bottom of the hour, at the break, at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to have a wonderful guest named Eric the Healer. That's going to be a fantastic. He's going to also join us at the bottom. I'm going to do some brief announcements real fast, and then we're going to get in. Me and Nick will give you a clip or give you some information that's going on in America, and health-wise and news as well. Okay. All right. So let me get into the end of this and then always make it fast, furious. If you have radiation poison or heavy metals, you might want to try keeping this in the house, just as a, or check them out. It's called Folium, F-O-L-I-U-M, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com. It's a very well-known product, but it works. The other one would be Dr. Schultz. You can check him out. They're a good company, too. But these two companies do get heavy metal and radiation, and there's not too many companies who can do that, but they do. So, and that's F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com. And the phone number is 818-996-4325. That's 818-996-4325. That's 818-996-4325. Okay. Check out Folium. Okay. Another good company, I got to call him, try to get him on before Christmas. Olalola, that's Greg Koonin, O-L-A-L-O-A. That's O-L-A-L-O-A. For drinkyourvitamins.com, drinkyourvitamins.com. Toll-free number is 1-800-800-9550, 1-800-800-9550. That's 1-800-800-9550. And that's drinkyourvitamins.com, drinkyourvitamins.com. One of the best bees on the market as well as their product, which I use, Nick uses, and Nikki uses. And it's one of the best all-around packets that you can drink every day, that's highly full of vitamins and minerals, and it doesn't have all the junk in it. And it's good. So thank you so much for that. Okay. Our good buddy... Kelly Brown, if you're looking for stuff on hemp and cannabis, check out his website. He's probably one of the leading experts in the world. And that's info@thehappyholistic.com. info@thehappyholistic.com. That's info@thehappyholistic.com for hemp and cannabis. Okay. All right. If you're looking for ozone and you want one of the best, go to Dr. Robert Rowan. Go to Dr. Dr. Rowan, R-O-W-E-N, and drsue.com. That's Dr. Rowan, drsue.com. Dr. Rowan, R-O-W-E-N, and then drsue.com. Their phone number is 707-578-7787. That's 707-578-7787 for Dr. Warren, drsue.com. So check them out for ozone. Very important. All right. If you're looking for some stuff on EMF, like Shungite, we recommend a couple companies. One would be Caitlin Kate. She's got lots of stuff on EMF. And you can go to her website at vibesup.com. That's viveup.com. Okay. That's viveup.com. And that's vibesup.com, viveup.com. Okay. And she lots of EMF products for her online. Check her out, Caitlin Kate, great lady. The other two we recommend, looking for, she's got like smart meters and stuff. You need to put stuff on smart meters. If you live in a condo, a house, apartments. Get them on at www.thezorb.com, www.thezorb.com. His phone number is 904-444-2345, 904-444-2345 for www.thezorb.com. Go on phones, computers, smart meters. Just protect yourself. Or a bracelet, whatever, something around your neck. The other one we recommend is smartdotsus.com. That's Elizabeth Proud. Smartdots, S-M-A-R-T, dots, D-O-T-S, U-S.com, smartdotsus.com. Her phone number is 949-551-3397 at 949-551-3397 for smartdotsus.com. So check them out and get some protection. Not real expensive either, which is, that's good. our other good buddy, Keith Morey, if you're looking for information for a second opinion on alternative medicine or all kinds of good things, go to supergoodstuff.com. That's supergoodstuff.com, supergoodstuff.com. His phone number is 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355 for supergoodstuff.com for Keith. All right. If you're looking for a liquid antioxidant, an ultimate antioxidant, check out C60PurplePower.com. That's C60PurplePower.com. Okay, I didn't have a problem. And that's 1-800-367-9364. At 1-800-367-9364 at C60PurplePower.com. Promotes mental focus, optimize cellular efficiency, promotes immune function, supports healthy inflammatory response, and it's like a Swiss Army knife to antioxidants. So it's an ultimate antioxidant. It's C60PurplePower.com. It comes in a liquid, avocado, coconut, and avocado, coconut, and olive oil. So you can get it just extra virgin, and it just, you just take a teaspoon with water and just absorbs into your body within the hour, and that's it. And that's C60PurplePower.com, C60PurplePower.com at 1-800-367-9364, 1-800-367-9364. Okay, check them out. Hey, you're looking to get your blood tested, go to Nick Delgado, www.delgadoprotocols.com. That's delgadoprotocols.com. His phone number is 1-866-319-0566. That's 1-866-319-0566 for www.delgadoprotocols.com. All right, check them out. All right, good. All right. Our good buddies at Extendivite, I love them. I use it. Nick uses it. Nikki uses it. Mark uses it now. It maintains cholesterol, maintains circulation, supports liver function, improves absent-mindedness. It's got garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Comes in a capsule or a tincture, so it comes in a liquid or capsule. I take the capsules. I take two capsules every day, and I just keep the doctor away. It says, I suffered a mass heart attack. I did nothing about it. I called 911 like I should have. I waited almost an hour before going to the hospital. When I got to the hospital, I passed out. The doctors who examined me told my wife to go home, prepare for the worst. They did not expect me to survive the night. Modern medicine saved my life that day. I lost 35% of my heart to damage and tissue, and I was told I'd be on disability soon. I just turned 43. A few months later, I found out about some garlic and cayenne mix, so I liked the idea of something natural, so I bought some. 7 months later, I felt a pain in my chest, a poking pain, not a squeezing pain. I went to my doctors to have some tests done. They could not find any damage to my heart tissue or any blockage. So my doctors took me off all my medications. My doctors also gave me a copy of my medical records and told me that no one would believe that you had a heart attack. I was in 110% better shape than the average man my age, and I got out of her office. I take two every day. I give two to my mom. I know Nick takes it, Nikki takes it, and Mark takes it. I love it, and I swear by it. www.heartdrop.com, www.heartdrop.com, at 1-877-928-8822, at 1-877-928-8822, at www.heartdrop.com, www.heartdrop.com, at 1-877-928-8822, 1-877-928-8822. All right, I love that stuff. And like I said, I take two every day. Every day. So it's doing something. Our good buddy Fern, if you guys want the washing machine balls or the balls that go in the dryer, or you're looking for the diatomaceous earth, her name's Fern. Go to Mystic Wonders, M-Y-S-T-I-C, Mystic Wonders, Inc., I-N-C.com, Mystic Wonders, Inc.com. That's Mystic, M-Y-S-T-I-C, Wonders, W-O-N-D-E-R-S, Inc., I-N-C.com, Mystic Wonders, Inc.com. Or call her at 712 1-712-368-2760. Should give you a deal. 1-712-368-2760. And the diatomaceous earth to yourself, if you're looking for like some a Christmas gift that's really inexpensive, give people washing machine balls and dryer balls. I use the dryer balls and the ball, and it works great. And that's 712, area code 712-368-2760. Talk to her in person, 712-368-2760. And that's MysticWondersInc.com, MysticWondersInc.com, for the washing machine balls, dryer balls, as well as the diatomaceous earth. And you can take that, and it's wonderful. Just you've got to get on some stuff, guys. You'll have some fun. So great lady, give her a call. Our other good buddy, I'll probably hopefully see him at Conscious Life. Get him on. Steve Mason, I got to give him a call, at www.livepine.com, www.livepine.com, at 510-750-7055, at 510-750-7055. Steve Mason, that's www.livepine.com. It creates more myelin, and its stuff is very powerful. It, that's a liquid. It comes in a tincture, so it's pretty amazing. But give him a call at 510-750-7055 or go to www.livepine.com. Check him out. All right. Our good buddy Frank Kuzin, are almost done for the Cancer Control Society. If you're looking for an alternative medicine doctor, guys, or a second opinion on a various ailment you may have, go to www.cancercontrolsociety.org. That's www.cancercontrolsociety.org or .com. Check them out. .org, www.cancercontrolsociety.org, but check out .com just to be safe. And also their phone number is 323-663-7801, 663-7801, 663-7801 at 323 area code at www.cancercontrolsociety.org, O-R-G. Check them out, com as well. All right, good stuff there. If you're looking for a vitamin C, I got world's greatest vitamin C, which is Bioenergy C. It's a professional strength, comes in a powder, 4,000 milligrams, made in the USA, non-GMO. But when you take high levels of vitamin C, It stops the doctor from coming. Let me tell you, it does all kinds of stuff, guys. It's just amazing. That's worldsgreatestvitaminc.com, worldsgreatestvitaminc.com at 1-800-674-3250, at 1-800-674-3250 at worldsgreatestvitaminc.com. Also, too, Nature's Force makes a vitamin C2 in a powder. Check them out as well. There's two companies. That's really good stuff there. Okay. All right. So I got two things left, and then we're done. All right, get on to some good stuff here. I've got to give these guys a call, get Nikki. I take collagen every day, and I recommend BioCellTechnologies.com. That's BioCellTechnologies.com, and that's www.BioCellTechnologies.com, BioCellTechnologies.com. Phone number is 714-632-1231, 714-632-1231. I take two at least every day, guys. So my skin and I get collagen every day into my cellular level. It's just important. Okay, guys. So that's www.biocelltechnologies.com. That's www.biocelltechnologies.com at 714-632-1231. Okay, and last but not least is Phil with the saunas, and that's it's unbelievable. It's infrared. It helps with Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, increases circulation, helps relieve pain, improves detoxification, helps clear cellulite and acne, decreases stiffness and swelling, decreases inflammation, improves cardiovascular condition, burns calories, promotes healthy immune system, relieves tension, stress, and fatigue. It's invigorating. It helps you feel great. It heats up instantaneously, which it does, because I was in mine for 30 minutes last night. And, I mean, within the first 30 seconds, it's warm. It's pretty amazing. But it doesn't cost $1,500, doesn't cost $2,000 and $3,000, $4,000. You plug it in, you turn it on, that's it, you're done. And it's that fast, and it's that good. And look, if you're unhappy with it, they'll give you back your money. So not too many companies will stand behind it, but they will. So go to www.relaxsaunas.com, www.relaxsaunas.com, or call Phil at 626-200. Talk to him. He'll talk to you. He's a great guy. 8454, 626-200, 8454 at www.relaxsaunas.com. We got to get you one, because I know if you go in one, you'll just feel so much better. So we're going to have to make I'm going to call Phil and see if we can Santa can come deliver something to your house. I hate to say that, but we're going to have to, maybe he'll make me a deal and then I can just pay him off, because we advertise for him year round and we love him. So if I can give him a few hundred and we can just pay him monthly and we'll get you a sauna. I have one and, Mark has one, and Nikki's been in mine many, many times, but we know that you're probably in dire need, Nick, so I think that therapeutic benefits will just help you so much. So I think we're going to have to break down, and that Santa's going to come to your house and decides a care package and give you something. So that's www.relaxsaunas.com, www.relaxsaunas, R-E-L-A-X, saunas, S-A-U-N-A-S, .com. Phone number for Phil, 626-626 area code 200-8454, 626-200-8454. If you think I'm lying, call Phil at 626-200-8454. You can also Momentum, O-M-E-N-T, at 98@gmail.com, Momentum, O-M-E-N-T, 98, the number 98@gmail.com. or www.relaxsaunas.com, or call Phil at 626 in person, 200-8454. Once you get in this infrared sauna, it's not bulky. It takes about 5 minutes to set up. Go anywhere in your house, apartment. It's just amazing. It's one thing that you will use because it burns calories. It's anti-aging. It burns fat, heavy metals. It detoxifies your whole body. It boosts your metabolism. So it just does everything. And I love mine. I get my mom in it. And the bottom line is I'm just better off. And I get it in for at least 30 minutes a day. And I just want you to know his is the best. And like it says, his doesn't cost $1,400. It doesn't cost $2,000 or $3,500, $4,000 or $10,000. And then it takes 45 minutes to heat up. You turn it on, it heats up. And it's just amazing. And they have places all over that you can try them. But he's a wonderful man. Give him a call again, please. I beg you, at 626-200-8454, 626-200-8454. All right, guys, we're done with announcements. We got to get to some news. We got Eric the Healer coming on, which is going to be amazing. Mark's coming on at the bottom of the hour. So, Nick, I've got a few things you might want to say real quick. And I know you got your show tonight. By the way, we're going to be back on tonight with Nick's show from 7 to 9 tonight. That's 7 to 9 on Nick's show. So we'll be hitting you guys hard today.
Yeah, I just got a call from our guest.
Yeah.
So do we want to bring him on right away or?
Yeah, we're going to bring him on. We'll bring on Mark at 9:30 and then we're going to bring him on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Yep.
All right. Well, you got to check this one out.
Okay.
Skip. Let me get my notes back up here. But now, if this doesn't piss you off, I don't know what will. Especially if you're a veteran. Oh, come on. And by the way, if you hear a big thump, that's because my mic stand just broke.
Oh, God.
And I got a weight holding, trying to balance the microphone arm. So if you hear a thump, it means it didn't work.
Okay.
I just had this. They just disappeared. They just disappeared a whole article.
Wow.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, they don't want people to know this, Nick.
Okay, well, I'll run this one.
Okay.
I'll bring up this other part. It's basically the same article.
Okay.
You're going to have to take
You know what, Nick, you know what I find out, even Bob, because of Bob? He has to save stuff because they take things so fast from the internet now.
Yeah.
And this is really the truth. So you literally have to, if you like something, you got to save it, because if you don't, to go and find it again is going to be absolute hell, and we know this.
Yeah, I know. I've been finding that's been happening quite a bit, actually. But let me bring the video up. And this has to do with the Veterans Affairs. Okay, and again, this is part of where this administration in our country is at right now. Now, do you remember all the crap? You know, I talked about it somewhat. The crap I was dealing with the VA over the summertime.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you know, I actually had to go to my congressman's office in order to get the VA to start responding properly, because right. They were just everybody was butting heads with each other, and I was kind of left there for months trying to get everything straightened out, and nobody wanted to work with each other.
Right.
And believe me, I'm not the only one. The veterans are always having a difficult time with the VA system, getting treatment, getting help they need, getting treated for their PTSD, you know, from being over in Afghanistan and all of that for 20 years, you know, among, you know, other service related injuries that have happened. Well, turns out that the veterans, and as far as the VA is concerned, the veterans are probably the lower priority on their list of people to treat, because under this bribing administration, illegal aliens are getting all the vet benefits.
Oh my God.
They're being treated at, this is the health care that we earned being in the military and all of that. But they're giving them 161,000 medical and dental claims for illegal aliens were processed last year.
Wow.
You know, this government is moving people who basically have invaded our country to the front of the line and pushing the veterans out the back door. Not to mention that the vets just got kicked out of housing in New York to make way for more illegal aliens.
Oh, God. Just horror after horror story.
Yeah, you got guys out there who are – the suicide rate among veterans is skyrocketing because they cannot get the help that they need. You know, they're going broke. They can't work. You know, and it doesn't take much for them to, you know, put a gun in their mouth and pull the trigger, you know, among other ways to do it. So essentially we are being pushed to the back of the line, not to mention that the healthcare in America is pretty much on the skids anyway. I mean, I know there are doctors out there. I've talked to a lot of them who really want to do a good job and everything, but regulations and threats to their job, threats to pull their medical credentials so they can't practice anymore. And all of that. We, as Americans, this whole administration is America last. Okay? They really hate our guts. This administration and everybody in it, and of course in the Obama administration before that, they hate this country. They hate us, period. And this is just another example of it. So you got guys out there who can't get the proper medications that they need. They can't get treated. They're having mental health problems. All that stuff that the VA is supposed to be taking care of. We're getting pushed to the back of the line, and the illegal aliens are getting pushed to the front of the line. Gee, you wonder why nobody trusts the government and the healthcare system? This is government-run healthcare. This is what people are asking for when they scream and holler about socialized medicine, and we need to have socialized medicine so we can get the treatment that we need. No, you're not going to get it. They're going to hand it off to somebody else who just came across the border illegally, by the way.
Oh my God. It's so sick. I can't see straight. I mean, it's just like, it's like the bottom of the barrel.
God, we got to get rid of this guy, Biden.
Oh my
and
Lord.
And all the rest of them. I mean, we got to get them out of office. They cannot be there anymore.
The coup d'etat government that's going on, Nick.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's every day the nightmare continues, but it's like, look, they haven't – ever. It's like, look, you know, I think between you, me, Mark, cousin Bob, a couple of my friends, Red, Marsha, Nikki even, we can't keep up with all the information that comes down the pike. And this is on a daily basis, much less a weekly basis, where we're talking to each other almost every day, literally, because we cannot keep up with all the information and the stories that are happening in the country simultaneously. And we just can't keep up with it because it's just too evil. I mean, it's just beyond words, Nick, physically, mentally, and spiritually. You know, and the thing about this is you unfortunately kind of have to, because if you don't, oh my God, that the government is doing such things that such evil and horrific things to your family, your friends, to the country, that it's beyond words. It's just beyond words.
Yeah, there was a vet who posted up a video, him sitting in his car. The guy is literally having a breakdown. I mean, because he can't, for 2 years, he cannot get the help that he needs. They keep moving. And this, I've experienced this part of it, where they move you from doctor to doctor to doctor to different doctor. You never get the same one twice. And then you have to constantly tell your medical history over and over and over again. It's like, where the hell are you people keeping the damn records? Shouldn't you, being my primary care, shouldn't you have those records on file right here where they're supposed to be? No, I got to talk to a different doctor. Then I got to talk to another one. Then they're going to send me 200 miles away to the main office down in Milwaukee. Or they're going to send me 50. They moved me 50 miles from Green Bay to send me 50 miles in the other direction because it's supposedly closer. Then I, of course, you know, the whole billing issue and, you know, it just gets to a point where who the F is running the healthcare system for the vets? Because we're getting screwed, okay? And they're handing off a bunch of the medical treatments and benefits to people who never earned it. It's like, you got to be kidding me. By the way, I'm not even the worst case that's ever had to deal with the VA. There are people.
Oh, right.
There are other vets out there who are going through a lot worse than I am and that I did. And the VA, I've said it before, I've seen it with the doctors. They want to help, but they're so hamstrung by the stupid regulations and orders coming out of D.C., they can't, there's nothing they can do.
Did Trump fix a little bit of this? Was it running a little more?
Yeah, he had things going actually pretty decently. I mean, not 100% perfect, but he had, right. had it going pretty decently. When Dementia Joe Crapper Pants took over, the VA just took a note, like everything else in the country, the VA took a nosedive.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It just crapped out. And then now they're handing it all off to a bunch of illegal aliens. It's like, you cannot be not pissed by this.
Oh, my God. Of course, and the saddest thing, Nick, is that the mainstream media doesn't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Well, you guys, yeah, I know. They won't say anything. But the thing is, the American people got to be pissed about this, too, because guess what? You're the ones paying for it, too.
That's right.
VA is funded by tax dollars. Your tax dollars are going to treat illegal aliens over the America's veterans.
Right.
Okay? And I hate to break the news to some people, but a lot of times that's the only medical care we can afford.
Unreal.
I got Mark on. I'm going to call in.
Cool.
Call in our guest here.
Okay. Mark, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Would you like to contribute something? Because I know you're probably jumping at the bit.
No, I just want to welcome Eric the Healer when he gets on here.
Okay.
And keep it.
Bringing him right now.
Okay.
And he's here.
Good morning, Mr. Eric the Healer. Thank you for joining us here at the Natural Healthy Connections, the Granada Forum. We appreciate this, our alternative medicine health show. Thank you for so much joining us.
Oh, awesome, Wendy. It's nice to hear your voice again, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. It's our pleasure. And we're so grateful that you're here. Mark did give me Of course, Nick just talked about the veterans, how they're getting pushed aside for against illegal aliens. But Mark told me that in New Zealand, there's some whistleblowers, and the horror stories from the bioweapon is just now going sky high.
Yeah, I heard it on the I heard it like 2 days ago, and then yesterday I saw it on I saw it 2 days ago on Mary's show. It's called We the People Situation Update on Rumble.com. We the People, and she had a the best of, like, a little of Michael Jaco and a little of this and that, and then that was one of the things that she included, and it turns out the next day. His house is surrounded by police, you know, and they're saying he's, you know, crazy, of course, and whatever, you know, but these are, you know, it should be obvious to everyone now. I think everybody is awake enough to see the way their modus operandi, the way they do things, you know, the method of operation.
Yeah. Well, the thing to remember, I apologize for not mentioning his name, the guy that they're saying is a misinformation dealing disinformation. He is the guy who orchestrated and designed the entire system for compensation for the bioweapon injection, and he was also the guy who ran the numbers on the batches and how many people died from them. And after he realized that this was a depopulation program, that the guy was in tears because he was the main orchestrator of it, and because he felt genuinely bad about what he did under good faith of his government, he started to reveal everything, and then that's when they went after him with a vengeance, saying, oh, this guy's a kook, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but by the way, he's the guy who designed the whole program, right?
And actually, he was in charge of the whole thing, and it was his... He was the only guy doing it in New Zealand, and he said that America is a big country, and all these other countries are big, but New Zealand is small, and it just takes me, he said, to do it all. And then the facts started showing him what was really happening, and then he felt terrible because then he realized that this is a – you know, that's why they wanted to keep us in hiding, in secret. For 75 years, they didn't want to release the patent on what's really in there, 75 years. And, you know, when you look at – and they were forced to release the ingredients. And when you look at it, it says right in the patent that it's a bioweapon. And it's actually transhumanistic agenda where it changes your DNA and makes you non-human. And then you look at the Supreme Court and they decided that, well, your DNA is different, so you lose your human rights. You're not a human. And then the papers you sign to get the vax shows that all your belongings go to these companies. And it's really crazy. And you know, they can't. They think they can do this during wartime, laws. But no. This is crimes against humanity, treason, and you know, these guys are. They've already knocked off. They've already they've already executed these chiefs of these companies because these were crimes against humanity, and you can't force. There's a whole page of laws that they're breaking: Geneva Convention and Nuremberg codes and HIPAA violation and OSHA violation. I mean, what they forced me in the state when I was working as a whistleblower in the state. You know, that wasn't my job title, but I was a whistleblower because everything I was exposing, everything they did at conferences, and they tried to intimidate me to take the shot or use a mask. And I said, how is this not a HIPAA violation? You forced me to watch a video every year and sign off on it, and it says not to give your medical information, and here you're asking me for my temperature and asking me questions about my health. How is this not a HIPAA violation? They couldn't answer me, and I filed against HIPAA violation, and they denied it. And it's like, what? This is like so blind. It's so obvious. So you know that there's a – you can't win against a rigged system, but you have to stand your ground. But you have to know when to go forward and when to go back, because I just retired and took my low – I retired early and took my low pay because I knew – I was just waiting for soldiers to come in and arrest everyone, you know, because they were so criminal. But it's easy for me to see these things, you know, but, you know, people who are out, you know, who trust in their government that these regulatory agencies are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And the name sounds so good, you know, health services. I mean, it used to be Department of Health Services, DHS, and then they changed it because they weren't giving any health services, you know, and also DHS was Department of Homeland Security. So they changed it to public health and human care. They're just really criminal and they're going down. We're having med beds coming out and right now they're helping all the people that really need it, that have cancer and reversing the effects of the jab. And soon we're going to get a appointment for our money and getting a hold of our trust account. And then afterwards we're going to have a med bed appointment and it's going to correct everything. And they're going to close these hospitals because they don't care about your health. They follow standard of care. I wanted to be a doctor. I worked in the emergency room. I did triage. I worked in a dental office. I assisted in surgery, both in the emergency room and the dental office. And you know, sometimes we had patients that had the wrong insurance and they didn't want to help them. They wanted to send them to another hospital that took care of their insurance. I said, what about the Hippocratic Oath? And you know, it's not about healing people, it's about money. And then you see my favorite doctors, like Dr. Robert Young, whom I work with, and Dr. Judy Mikowitz, that I've known since the 80s, they told me about how they were arrested for no reason and put in jail for no reason and had attacked all the time and lost their license. He lost his license. And, you know, because it's called standard of care. And if you don't make money for the hospital and follow their protocols, they will take your license away. Because it doesn't matter, there's a cheaper way to cure someone. It's not about curing them. It's about getting them to take pills. And my question is, why are they getting paid thousands of dollars for you to take a cheap pill? You know, and it's because it really screws you up and it mind controls you and changes your hormones and makes you question your sexuality. And, you know, they're gender benders, they're endocrine disruptors, and there's just so much going on. It's difficult to keep up unless you're really curious and are open-minded, because you have to understand these people do not care about your health. I'm not making any money talking or story about these things. What is my motive? I'm trying to inspire people to look into everything that I talk about. Anything that I talk about. I talk about some crazy shit, but I have to be that crazy guy. I'm a pioneer speaker for many topics, Mandela effect, flat earth, you know, I lose friends that way, you know, but then I know who's open-minded, because I tell people, don't believe anything I'm saying. I'm giving you all the answers. I'm telling you where to look. You can do your own experiments to find out what I'm saying is true, or do your own research and say, wow, holy shit. And I've been vindicated many times. I've been speaking publicly for 10 years, but I've been on the soapbox all my life. And I'm very different because, you know, I'm half Iranian, but really we're Armenian. We had to hide in Iran. Because we were killing off the family of Jesus Christ and the Merovingian bloodline. So we were hiding in Iran, and then we had to – and then my mom is Norwegian, born and raised, so I'm a son of Norway. And so I have a different, interesting background of diverse cultures, and I grew up in America, and I grew up in Iran, and I lived in Norway a little. And you get to learn perspective and see how people are treated, you know, the way people should be treated, like they treat the people in Norway, the best, happiest place to live. If you're depressed, they send you 2 weeks wherever you want to go, free vacation, because they're not getting the right sun for their, you know, spirit. So it's important to be aware and try to be open to listen. I always fought with my dad growing up. He always wanted to do it his way, or he said, you always want to do it your way. Or I said, Dad, I'm not doing it my way or your way. I'm doing it the best way. If you want to make a suggestion to do it better, you know, I'm open to listen, but I'm not doing it my way. I'm looking for the best way always. And I'm always changing it and refining it to make it a better system and a way of thinking and do things. There's always a nicer way to do and say everything. And we have to have the patience to look for that, because people are right now, they have short fuses and they're pissed off at the government, at the world, at the situation. You know, they're putting things together and they're mad because they have to rethink everything that they know. And they're frustrated because they don't think they have the power. But see, they're scared of us because we are the manifestors. We are the best of 22 different aliens. And we have God source connected to God source. And when we die, we don't die. Our spirit goes to the celestial lands. And they don't know – they can't get in because they've dumbed themselves down, these reptilians or whatever they are. And Draco reptilians, but supposedly we're an experiment, and this is a matrix, and this is their gig, and we're taking over. See, we were given this higher DNA that we can really, anything you think is right, and that's why we're manifestors. You're manifesting whatever you're attracting. That's why it's so important to think good thoughts. And think about what you want to happen and always positively, because if you're always complaining, you're going to be attracting those kind of situations and negative situations, negative frequency vibrations. That's why Christ said forgive, to have that Christ consciousness of forgiveness, because you're protecting your own heart and you're manifesting and going out into the world with love and compassion. That's a higher frequency vibration, and it vibrates the shit out of everything else. You know, so I like to go to these deep state conferences and work with these. You know, if I went to some kumbaya event, there wouldn't be any work for me to do. We'd all just be, you know, happy and holding hands, and, you know, and that's good too. But, you know, we got to go to these other conferences because there's always an agenda, and they're trying to push the aliens, you know, different alien theories and different, you know, that goes with their agenda. And they want to control. They don't want us to know. Why don't they want us to know about aliens and UFOs? It's because why is it illegal to communicate with aliens and dolphins? And it's illegal because they're always giving us – they want to give us free energy and tell us not to stop using nuclear weapons. And because these people are supposedly from our future. And another density. They're us from the future, and they want us to stay on the positive timeline because we can change the timeline by our thinking. We create the timelines. That's why we have to think positively and stay on this positive timeline, because everything is merging, and that's why we have this Mandela effect. We have memories from other timelines where things are different, because I do remember the Monopoly guy having a monocle. And he doesn't in this timeline. And Curious George had a tail, and he doesn't in this timeline. And Mickey Mouse had suspenders, you know, but he doesn't in this timeline. That's what those buttons are on his pants. And there's so many
Mickey
more
Mouse
weird
is trans now.
Yeah, that's funny.
Thanks to density, Mickey Mouse is trans for all the kids, and so are the guys dressed up as girls in the gift shop for the kids. So
you
that's
know,
different. Well, in this
that
timeline.
Is so funny. That's the agenda they're pushing, see? And when Ron DeSantis in Florida try to say, okay, you want to play politics? You're talking about, pushing these transhuman agenda? They said, okay, we're going to force you to pay taxes and you're going to lose your free, you know, your – and they said no. They said we're part of England. We follow England, and it's owned by England. And then they show some law from like 1694 where, you know, they don't have to until all the ancestors of King George die, you know, Charles, Prince Charles and, you know, King Charles or whatever, you know, they don't have to do it. But see, in reality, they've been taken out. So really, they're going to have to, come down. But see, we all our lives, we thought we lived in our own country and that we were free from England. But it turned out that there were two constitutions, and there was an 1871 constitution that took our, you know, gave it all our taxes back to England. And she kept 40%, the Queen, and gave 60% to the Vatican. And these are the three nation states that, you know, Washington, D.C., that was in the District of Columbia. But if you look on the maps, there's no more D.C. It's done. It's over. It's just Washington now. See? And then the Vatican, we went. Trump went there. They got – Dr. Charlie Ward got 650 planes of gold and redistributed it and closed down the Vatican. And then the Buckingham Palace has been closed. And I heard that they're going to destroy about 33 different – satanic sites like the Buckingham Palace and the White House, and because they really did a lot of evil things in these
places, and that's how you purify it with fire, is just to, you know, burn it off, you know. So it's funny you brought that up. It made me think of that, because that was just I just saw that news clip, and I research all the time, and it's you know, trying to keep my hand on the pulse of what's really going on. So we're in a crazy world, and we have to be crazy in a crazy world, but let me tell you, just holding your love frequency vibration, it's very infectious, and it goes, everybody, you smile, and then they have to smile back. When people see me smile, it's real from my heart, and they have to smile back, you know. And that's how I knew that power. I had that power as a kid to know whether adults were assholes or not. And I said to myself as a kid, I'm never going to lose this power. I'm going to always have this power, you know. I'm going to be able to look at an adult and smile and know if they were an asshole or not. And you know, we have to share love, and we have to work together, and we're going to do it. Like Trump says, nothing can stop what's coming. There's a big – and then Prince, he talked about purple rain. There's a big wave of purple that's coming in. And what's interesting is I have this Vibrams red laser, and I laser my eyes, because my friend Joe Blanton, he reverses his eyesight. Now he doesn't have to wear glasses, corrective lenses on his license, it says, you know, and his doctor was amazed. So I use this red laser in my eyes that has this filter that makes it bioavailable, because you're not supposed to put laser in your eyes, but this one you can. And when I do it, I'm starting to see purple bands in there. And I asked Joe if he's seeing it, and he said no. And I'm seeing like an asteroid field. And it's very interesting, because then it reminds me of when they were using night vision, when they first used red instead of green, and they were seeing all these weird, crazy stuff, you know, aliens, and they were like shooting each other, and they had to change it, and they changed it to green. And so that's crazy in itself. So I'm seeing something that's out there, and it's a purple wave coming in, and we're going to be hit, and everybody's going to be forced to be full of love. And these people that are dumbed down, they're not going to hold, they can't hold, they're going to burn out like a fuse, because they're not holding that high frequency vibrational wave band, and it just burns their light bulbs out, or they have to go elsewhere. And so nothing can stop what's coming. We're entering a new golden age, 1,000 years of enlightenment, supposedly, you know. And so I'm looking forward to that. I've been waiting all my life. I thought everything was going to go down a couple years ago. I even retired to escape being forced, you know, a jab and mask, thinking that it was going to come in. But we had to go and do this way and take this long, because you can't tell anybody anything. They have to experience it for themselves. They have to see it for themselves, what they were trying to do to us. And that's what this is, just an awakening of the sleepers. And it's frustrating for people who know what's going on. You know, let me tell you a really crazy and awesome, amazing story. Donald J. Trump is a time traveler, and so is John F. Kennedy Jr. and Princess Diana. I know, because they time traveled and I met them. And when the first one I met was Trump. It was 1985. And I didn't realize it was happening when it happened, and what was happening, because I'd never met him before. I didn't know he was, you know, looked so old. Okay. But I thought he looked a little old. You know, I thought he looked younger, but he wasn't. And because 5 years ago, I saw some pictures of him from 1985, and he had a full head of hair. And I was like, wow, that's not the guy I met. And then I saw some videos by Jetson White about the Trump Tesla connection. There were like 7 awesome videos. I don't know if they took them down. You could find them on BitChute or Rumble, but Jetson White. And there were awesome videos about John G. Trump, his uncle, and having, you know, all the Tesla footlockers after he died. And because he was the smartest guy to understand, only a guy who could understand his notes and stuff. And they built that New Yorker hotel together that was a time travel machine. And so I figured out that about 5 years ago or 6 years ago now that I've been telling the story for about a year, probably about 6 years ago, he traveled. That's how he looked. he traveled back in time to find me in Century City, L.A., Los Angeles, the best part of Beverly Hills, Century City, at the Plitt Theaters, across from the Schubert Theater, right there on Avenue of the Stars. The movie just started. I forgot what movie it was. I came out in the lobby, and I saw this big guy. And I quickly looked at all the doors to see how did this guy get in, because I knew they didn't sell a ticket, and this guy sneaked in somehow. I was about to kick him out, so I'm stomping towards him to kick him out. And he goes, "Eric." And I was like, "Wow, who's this guy that knows me?" I looked at my name tag. It was hidden, so he knew me. He goes, "Eric, do you recognize me? Do you know who I am?" So I looked at him. I said, "Wow, you're Donald J. Trump." He said, "I'm very impressed that you recognize me." He says, "You know, I'm going to be president in the future." And I laughed. I said, "Yeah, I want to be president too." But I said, but you know, it's a low level of consciousness. I said, you know, and he laughed. He said, "You know, you're right." But then he got serious and he looked at me and he said, "But we have to use these people to get where we're going." And right when he said that, I thought, wow, I'm going to go work for the government and the state and be a whistleblower, which is what I did. So, and then he said, "Do you have a moment to talk?" I said, "Sure. The movie's just started, you know." He goes, "I'm tired. Can I sit down?" And we had this black leather Ames, you know, museum bench leather with chrome X's on both sides. He sat down on there. When he sat down, he's a tall guy. When he sat down, I could see the top of his head, and it was bald. And he had hairsprayed his hair flat and laid it over the bald spot. And I was thinking, why doesn't he just cut that shit off, you know? Why is he doing a layover, you know? And then he looked at my hair, and he says, "You do have nice hair." And I was thinking, like, wow, this guy just read my mind or something, you know? And because I won best hair in my high school, and I have thick Persian hair, you know, like Persian cats and whatever. Anyway, so we talked, and we talked for over an hour about the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the fiat currency, we talked about aliens. He said he was married to one.
Did he talk about the Draco reptilians?
We talked about aliens. We talked about his kids being really genius and smart. And he said, "No, we didn't talk directly about reptilians, but I did. I was aware of them because I had been reading David Icke since the '80s, and had his books. And when he was naked on the cover, and this other one, and you know, before he got when he was after he was a footballer when he just started doing books, but I don't remember that part. But he said." He asked me if I played chess, and I laughed. I said, when I was in the gifted program in sixth grade, I'd beaten the state champion twice, you know, at a party. But I don't like chess. I told him I like backgammon better. But he said, "I knew you played chess because I knew that they were going to try to use some kind of poisonous shot on us to execute us. I didn't know how they were going to force us to be executed and get us. But that's what I had come up with back then."
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Eric the Healer, this amazing story with Nick and Mark. We'll be right back. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, don't move.
.com. We'll be right back after this message. Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Mountain High Time, 2 hours of an organization to the madness. Discussing the ever-changing dynamics of being both physically and mentally prepared for a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it, ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines. Guests that are not afraid to question the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factist that pushes constitutional concepts. The place and the time are the same, another dimension we call Mountain High Time. Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain High Time. Right here on Revolution.Radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
All right, welcome back to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Natural Healthy Connections with Cowgirl Nikki, myself, Nick Pierce, and Mark Gonzalez. We have an incredible guest, Eric the Healer. Welcome back. He's talking about Donald Trump in the lobby of this of the movie theater at the in Century City. But Eric, can you give out a website that people could get a hold of you?
You know, I didn't pay this year. They asked me to. I had a website, erickthehealer.com. I don't think it works anymore. But you can find me there. Because, you know, it's not about fame or money or anything.
Oh,
with me.
I know.
It's easy to find me, Eric the Healer, on Instagram. I have an Eric the Healer page on Facebook. I'm Eric Reza Dadmer, R-E-Z-A is my middle name. Dadmer, D-A-D like dad, M like mom, and then E-H-R. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Truth Social. I'm on Twitter, which is X. And Telegram is Eric the Healer, 1111. Telegram is great, Eric the Healer, 1111, because I put all – my news that I research there, the X-22 report, and I put the latest X-22 report. I put the latest We the People of Mary situation update on Rumble.com. And then I also like Santa Surfing. I love her whenever she does a show, but she doesn't do it daily like X-22. And they miss Saturday and Sunday sometimes, but Santa Surfing doesn't do it every day, but she's great. Santa Surfing Beach Broadcast, .com, I think. So But there's other ones I listen to. I like this FCB a lot. And what's funny is, I don't know why, but I get muted on my favorite shows, you know, because I have no filter. I just, you know, share.
Right, that's why we love you, Eric, is we just give you full reign.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You know, back to the lobby.
Absolutely.
It's really unbelievable when I think about it, but it took me many years to figure out what the hell happened. I told my mom I met him, and I tried to connect with him later and get on his shows, you know, The Apprentice and all that. But he didn't – but see – that was another Donald Trump. I met the older Donald Trump that stayed in the timeline to report back to the future, see? And that movie, Back to the Future, came out in 1985. And I knew DeLorean, his lawyer, who got busted for cocaine. And it was sitting in the lobby always. And he had his car parked outside that you have to drive 88 miles per hour to go through the portal, you know, and stainless steel, you know, race car. And I saw these guys, and I really think that Biff was Trump, and I was Marty McFly, because I even did a movie with Marty McFly, Prey TV. I was an extra in there and met him later. He's really a nice guy. But back to the story, we said we were talking about he asked me – he said he knew I spoke a lot of languages, and I didn't know how he knew so much about me. And he asked me how many languages I spoke. I laughed. I told him, I said, I really don't, I'm not even sure. I said, because I speak Farsi, but you can also understand Dari, the Afghani language, and other languages. And when you speak Norwegian, you can understand Swedish and Danish, because it was all one a long time ago. And then I studied French and German in school, first German. I wanted to study French. My mom wouldn't let me. She says, study German. And then I studied French. And then when I lived in L.A., I learned Spanish because I love Latina women. So I learned Spanish in L.A. But I didn't go to school. I learned it from them. And that's the best way to learn, you know, just, you know, being absorbed in the culture.
Yeah,
so he told me, Trump told me he spoke Korean. And I was like, what? And I was like, what the hell is he learning Korean for, you know? But it made sense because now he's learning Korean. See, not back then. It didn't make sense in that time for him to be learning Korean, but he was learning it later, and Russian. You know, so Trump is a genius, okay? And he's very spiritual. He asked me if I believe in God. And I said, of course. I said, God sees everything. And you know, we're all, you know, we all have a little spark of him, you know, a little flame of God. And see, that's the gene they were attacking. That same gene is our critical thinking gene and our connection to God, which makes sense when you think about it. And that's the gene that they were attacking with this bioweapon jab. And you notice that they want to disconnect us from source because we're, you know, we're so powerful connected to God. We're divine beings of light, you know, having this human experience. And so, and then he said, I told him, I said, you know, it's much more powerful to be, you know, a king than it is a president. And he laughed and he said that he was working on that right now. And now I realize it's because he is married to Princess Diana, who is now Queen Diana. So that makes him King Trump. Okay, but really he's King David because his father is General Patton and his real name is David Patton. See, a lot of people don't know that, but so that makes him King David. Okay, think about that one. So anyway, I really think that she's wearing a Melania mask, and because I've seen pictures of them together with where she's in a military uniform coming out of a helicopter, and then. And then to finish off the Trump story, he said, I told him, I said, okay, because we were talking about this is the last thing. He said, he asked me a question. He said, how do we show the people, you know, how do we show the people what's really going on and about all these things, about how they're using us, you know, when you're born, they put your birth certificate on the stock exchange and they use us as collateral. So how do we wake up the people? I said, you have to show them. You have to let them, you can't tell anybody anything. I said, you have to show them and let them experience it. And And he said, and how do we find the criminals? And I said, that's easy. I said, just follow the money. I said, when you follow the money, you always get your answers. And he liked that. And then when we parted, I said, okay, we're going to bring down this deep state. I said, you do it your way and I'll do it my way. And then we'll get together again and laugh about it. And he laughed. He says, I like that. And he said, let's shake on it. So he reached out his hand. I shook his hand, and he's got a big hand, man. He's a big guy. I shook his hand, and then I had to get back to the theater because we talked over an hour, and it was about to close or whatever. I had to open the doors for let the people out. So, but I didn't see where he disappeared to, and I didn't even think anything of it, you know. Or I thought he used a side door or something, you know. I think he used a side door that he had a key to, you know, because we had a lot of different doors in there. Now it's a Cineplex Odeon. It was a Plitt Theaters. But, okay, so now let's fast forward. After I finished that job in 85, I went to the Pavilion place, where it used to be a Safeway. It's like a high-class Vons. It was in Lincoln and Montana in Santa Monica. I went to go work there, and I made more money being a bagger than I was assistant manager at the theater, okay? So, but it was really beneficial, though. I could get in anywhere at any theater. It was awesome, that job, and I met everybody. I know I French kissed and went out with, you know, models and actresses. I had a lot of fun. I knew everybody, okay? So it was fun working that job, but I got more pay being a bagger. And then I worked my way up to checker. And when I was a grocery clerk, in walks in John F. Kennedy with Carolyn first. And I told him that I knew his father was still alive. I told him that I met the French nurse that was taking care of him on an island for 3 years and giving him sponge bath and stuff. And she told me this, and I believed her. She said it was on an island owned by Onassis near Scorpios in Greece. And so she said dignitaries came from all over the world and visited, you know, him. But he was kind of lost a lot of his brain. So he was in a wheelchair and kind of like he was kind of cognizant. But she took care of him, and he smiled at me and nodded, you know, that he was surprised that I knew, okay? And then the next time I saw him, he came in with Princess Diana, and she's just a little older than me, but she looked older, and he looked older, and I think that they time traveled too to find me and meet me or whatever, and I talked to them. I told her I loved her, and she was really sweet, and she had a card of gold, and you know, and I had met, and then see. Michael Jackson went to go perform for the Queen, and then she told – and Michael Jackson was friends with Trump. And then she told Michael about the reptilians and the crazy shit she was seeing at the palace. And Michael told Trump, and Trump got together with Diana, and I think that's when they fell in love and got married and got together. But and then also when she had to be queen, she had to produce eggs to prove that she was fertile. One of those eggs went to Melania, who was the surrogate mother for the biological mother, Diana. So Baron Trump looks like Princess Diana and is her son. And so this is just crazy shit. And then later I heard on Charlie Freak or the Christ, I forgot what it was called, the Jesus Strand. I think it was called the Jesus Strand. And I heard the same story, and I was like, yeah, all right, these guys are smart. Anyway, he didn't die. He faked his death, okay? He's sometimes he's Juan O'Savin. I'm friends with Carrie Cassie, and she knows that Juan O'Savin is him. And it just makes sense, you know, that all these people are alive and go underground and do all these things secretly, just like Michael Jackson's alive. You can go to YouTube and type in Dave and Michael Jackson, and the videos will pop up. And he pretends to be this burn victim that Michael Jackson helped, you know, but really he's, and then it shows him getting ready for makeup, you know, to be the burn victim. And it's really Michael, and they call him Michael in the video and stuff. I don't know if anybody's seen that, but. I mean, they put it out there for us, but people are so locked in what they know. They can't be open to see these things. So what I'm trying to say is some magical things are going on, and we're about to step into this world. This is like just before it's about to happen. It's like the calm before the storm, where it all, they're just waiting for the last act of, you know, because they know they've lost and they're going down fighting, and they want to try, you know, to start a war, because America is not a country, it was a corporation. They went bankrupt, and then Trump made a new constitution, so we're a new republic, and so we have a lot of people wearing masks. And we have clones that don't last long after the original dies, and they're acting weird, and there's just so much information there, and they're putting it out there so obviously. You can see the masks, you can see, and they pull them off, and they show in their IMB the accounts that they're crisis actors, and they work for, they pretend to be Biden. They, you know, you see it all right there, and nobody's looking because they're all busy with themselves, iPhone, iPad, you know, smart this and that. You know, it's a crazy selfish world. People are selfish, and that, you know, there's two kinds of people: people who are in service to themselves, or people who are in service to others, and so you can divide it that way. And it's really refreshing to meet people who are, you know, like you guys, who are open-minded, to have Eric the Healer, this crazy guy, talking about crazy shit and trying to inspire people to look into what I'm talking about, because it's in the patent. It's in the, you know, our sixth sense is psychic ability. Our seventh sense is time travel and levitation. They're directly related to each other. Time travel and flying, levitating, are directly related to each other, because in the future, when I worked with John F. Kennedy without realizing it, when he was pretending to be, or saying his, when he travels, his name is John Titor. And I interviewed him for Saeed, David Farman, who's my UFO friend from the 80s. I saw him at all these conferences, and he's Iranian, so I spoke Farsi with him. And I kept meeting him, and he'd laugh and say, "I already met you. I remember you," you know. And so we knew each other at all the UFO conferences. And then when computers came out, and I worked for the government after these things happened, I went back to Sacramento, and I worked for the government for Small Business Administration. And I got up my own computer. So I Googled 11-11 because I was born 11-11 p.m., and Saeed's website popped up, alienshift.com, and that's an amazing website. And that's why I think he's an agent, is because he has too much stuff on there. And he says he lost control of it, but I don't think it was his from the beginning. But there was a link there, and I connected with him. But I didn't know it was the same guy I met in the 80s, you know, at all these UFO conferences. So I started communicating with him and helping him and telling him what to put on his – he started doing shows with Laura Eisenhower, and I told him what to put on the posters, chemtrails, fluoride. You know, I just said, he says, "But we're not talking about these things." I said, "I don't care. I just want it out there. I want you to just put it there to get it out there and people see it." And he said, "It worked. It worked. People came." And, you know, so he kept listening to me. Finally, my spirit guides kept telling me all my life to lay low, because I did the most of everything. I did the most push-ups, pull-ups, you know, sit-ups and running but I was to lay low. I wanted to be an Olympic skier. I wanted to do all these things, but I had to lay low. They said they'd find out about you. They'll kill you. You know, you have to lay low. So when 2012 happened, then it became 2013. They said, okay. After 2012 happened, they said to me, "It's safe now. It's a different time. We're in a different time now. It's safe to come out and talk. Start talking." So he kept trying to get me to speak. So I said, "Okay, I'll speak at your next." That was 2013, January, where I met Kerry Cassidy and Sean David Morton and Bob Potter and everybody, Michael Cremo, and who else was there? There was a lot of people there. Laura Eisenhower. That was when she was with Dr. Dream. And so I met a lot of, and wonderful vendors that I met. Nick, who does the Ascension portal, a portal to Ascension, and Nick was there. I bought some stuff from him as a vendor. I bought tuning forks that were in the 432. He told me the tuning forks I had were wrong, the FEDBC. He said, "You got a BAG FEDC was wrong, the C scale." He said, "You got to be in the A scale, which is closer to the, you know, like a solfeggio frequencies, you know, the 432. I said, "Oh, wow." So I said, because Dr. Leonard Horowitz, the first guy I started to work with, turned me on to that 528, but it turns out to be two for the heart chakra, 528 and 512, which is even more important. 512 is more important than 528, because that does correspond. It's because it corresponds to the 432 and 528 doesn't. But anyway, they're both, it's all good. You know, all the frequencies are good. Frequency and resonating are what it's all about. And that's the key to everything. When you vibrate the right frequencies and force yourself with tuning forks to vibrate those frequencies, it's like getting your car a tune up. So you get better gas mileage and everything works in harmony together. And then you can raise that Kundalini life force, that energy that lays dormant in the spine, that you can rise it up the spine, the direct channel, the Shushumna. And when you raise that to your crown chakra, that's enlightenment. You see the interconnectedness of everything. You see how everything relates. And that's why I like to go with the flow. The best travelers don't make plans when they go places. The best travelers just, you know, get the main things like a Ural pass or something, you know, first class Ural pass, and then maybe a youth hostel pass, and then you just go whatever country and you go with the flow. Maybe you meet somebody, and then because at the youth hostel you meet people that know more than what's on the map and on the tour, and they tell you what is not on the map, you know, and what they're there for, what they're really there to see, and so when you go with the flow, you find doors open magically for you, just like my favorite author, Joseph Campbell, said, to follow your bliss, because doors open magically for you, open, and you're always creating, you know. If I think, you know, brunette or blonde, I'm telling you, it always happens, you know. If I think whatever I think, it happens, and it's amazing. And I used to play as a kid. I used to go to, you know, when I ate fast food when I thought it was safe. You know, because right now they put HEK293, human embryonic kidney, and it's, you know, they put human
insects on the side there too.
Yeah, and the insects, and well, insects is a long time. When I was a kid in Iran, they were giving, they wouldn't tell us, they would lie, and they'd have chocolate covered grasshoppers and chocolate covered ants, and they'd give it to the kids, and then they'd laugh because we'd eat something and this goop would come out. What is this? And it was like a cricket, or, and I was like, what the hell? They go, well, the kids in Africa. You know, so I knew about this a long time ago, but I don't care. I'm not doing that. the ants weren't too bad, but it's protein, you know, but it's terrible. It's terrible.
It's gross. I was going to ask you, Eric, on the frequency and also on being positive, especially with this global PSYOP, that everything's a PSYOP, you know. Community,
that's what I wrote on my map.
The military community, right? With all this PSYOP, how do you use the frequency, the power of love, to get through to people that you want to help the most, family, friends, and stuff, and get them to listen to you using that approach? Also, on the second part of this is there's a woman named Gemma O'Daughterly who publishes the Irish Light, and she said something similar to you, that we have to resist but not be in a violent mode. We have to do it in a loving mode, just like you said. And these people start to fall like dominoes, because her country, Ireland, is having a lot of the same psyops going on as far as abortion and transgenderism and all these other stuff. And she said you can't fight it. You have to lovingly approach these people and just resist it. How do you see that approach for the United States?
Yeah, that I wrote PSYOP on my mask, that if they forced me to wear one. I wrote PSY and then OP. I wrote PSYOP. And so just to inspire people to look into what I'm talking about. And when Mark Starr, Dr. Mark Starr, the chief of the Department of Public Health, came up to me and asked me why I wasn't wearing a mask, I really loved him. He was riding a bike. He was a nice guy, and I loved him. He rode a bike to work, and he was a smiling always, and he was a nice guy. I liked him. He wasn't an asshole. I asked him if he really knew what he was doing, or if he's just – I said, I don't think you really know what you're doing. I think you're just unaware because you're really a nice guy, and I love you, man, you know? And it's like, that's how you do it. You know, that's how I vibrate the shit out of everything. That's how they can't attack me. He never wrote me up. I mean, maybe I got written up by my chiefs and boss, you know, and I thanked them when they did. I said, oh, thank you for the proof of violating my rights. I said, thank you. I needed this. So, you know, because and that's how you have to be. you have to always joke. Always be joking and look for the humor in everything. Because when you look for the humor in everything and you laugh, it scares that fear away. Because that's the polarity, fear and love. Those are on the opposite ends. So you want to stay in love. And I love to laugh, and I was the class clown, but in the gifted program. So I was, you know, I was always the class clown everywhere, looking for humor, waiting to crack a joke and laugh. And I knew the principals well everywhere, you know, because I was always sent to the principal's office. But but maybe that's why I didn't get programmed either. I couldn't be programmed. And because that's what they're doing, and school is over. We're going to have a new school system. You know, all those children that are homeschooled are winning the spelling bees. And you know, in school they're teaching, you know, how can you have some drag queen with his balls hanging out and doing, you know, it's bullshit what they do, you know, and the books. Parents are livid when they find out what they're trying to teach their kids in school. And why is it illegal to stop your kids? You know, they take your kids secretly and they want to give them drugs so you can grow tits. And you know, what? And then it's illegal to question it. And what are they pushing? You know, that's how you kill the population. See, and nobody can argue with that we've had our population has gone down around the world. And it's because we're too many to control. We are many and they are few. See.
Yeah, well, they're not going to control us all, and you and I know that. But the thing I was going to ask you, you mentioned earlier the med bed. How do you see the med bed and the EE system being used synergistically to get rid of the bioweapon jab poison that they've injected into 6 billion people?
Okay. I love my, you know, Dr. Sonora Rose Michael, I love her. She's a dear friend. And she's got the EESystem.com. And the difference between those two, I mean, sure, EE system is better because it's not for just one person. It's for many at once. You can plug in her system into the world and just shoot it through the towers and everything, okay? That's what's great about her system. With the med beds, it's one person going inside this, you know, kind of a, you know, what do you call those CAT scans or whatever? It's kind of one of those capsules.
Yeah, it looks like an MRI bed or something.
MRI or whatever, you know. And you get into it, and but what it's doing is it's taking. See, just like a holographic picture, each pixel, each dot of color in that hologram has all the information of the whole picture in that one dot. And just like that, we are a hologram in the matrix, and we have all that information in our DNA. And so our DNA, even though it's been altered with GMO foods, because when we eat genetically modified foods, it does change our DNA and make us non-human. And there is a transhumanistic agenda. I'm a pioneer speaker about transhumanism. It can be corrected with super green foods and frequency and vibration. And that's what these med beds are going to do, is correct us and take the best slices of us and put us together like that. And then we get our adult teeth back. My tonsils were taken out in Iran when I was 7, so I'll grow my tonsils back. I've had my fangs filed down, and so I might look like a, you know, whatever I am, you know, hybrid, you know, I'm not normal. I'm a hybrid of some kind, you know, because I'm part of these 13 dragon family bloodlines, but I'm a good one. Okay. And it was prophesied in my family that one of us was going to clean all this up. And they always asked me if it was me. And one by one, the other guys died. And then it had to be me because I was the only one left. And so, you know, and you know, my uncle was the Shah's right-hand man. He just died last year. His name was Abdul Reza Ansari, and he was the guy who threw the biggest party in the world for the celebration of the 2,000 years of, you know, Iran and all that. And I have to get that book. I wish I had gotten a book from him. But he lived in his own castle on an island in Paris. I didn't even know Paris had an island. But he lived in a castle on an island in Paris, and I never went to visit him. And you know, he came to visit me or my family when we were living in different places. But, you know, and I would offer him my room, you know, but he would laugh. He'd say, where am I going to have dignitaries come when they come to visit me? I can't have them in your room, you know. And I laughed. I said, you know, because he had a whole suite in like Beverly Wilshire or something. And, you know, I was so naive. I mean, I wasn't even thinking, you know, about who he was. So what I'm trying to say is I grew up going to ambassador parties, embassy parties, and I met ambassadors from all over the world. And I sat on Rockefeller and Rothschild laps, and they pinched my ass. And I've seen how evil – I've seen how they look in the evil, you know. I've looked into their eyes, and I've seen shapeshifters. I've seen dots turn into slits. I've seen scales on the face and crazy shit. And,
Have you seen it with Hillary Clinton or George Bush and George Bush Jr.?
I have, but not live like I saw them. These, like my boss, and you know, I saw it on video. Anybody can see it. Just type in shape shifting reptilians, and it'll pop up all the videos. You see them. You know, she acts crazy, and it's crazy. They drink the blood, and they have to sacrifice. You know, they're all following. They're doing satanic ritual. They have to drink the blood to be able to shapeshift. That's why they put – so when they're not getting enough human meat, they go grab a burger, and it has, you know, human embryonic kidney in it. Or they go in the tunnel where they have kids that are missing on the milk cartons, you know, waiting to be eaten. And that's the crazy reality of it. And all these tunnels they're finding – yeah, because I've met –
There's like a million children missing it every year.
Yes, yes, and that's where they're going. Where do you think they're going? So it's crazy.
And, you know,
and
Eric, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you on that.
Sure.
On every government vehicle, cop car, an ambulance, emergency vehicles, even vehicles that clean the beaches, they have these surrender your baby safe to this number. What are happening
yes.
with all the kids that people are just giving to the fire department, the police department?
Yes.
Where are they going, and who is monitoring the amount of
yes.
children going to that organization? I've never heard anything about that from anybody.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You know, I have heard that, and you know, it even goes back to the World Fairs when they were giving babies away, the incubator babies. You know, they had all these babies in incubators they were giving. And then they had the orphan trains, giving away all the orphans, the Irish. And see, that's how you, after a reset and a mud flood, and after you want to kill all the adults off because they have memory of history. And then they take the plaques off all the statues so you don't know who this guy is or what happened. And then you can change the narrative. You can change because we were Tartaria. Tartaria was America. We have the children, the 12 tribes of Israel, where it was California. They had Egypt was America. We have more pyramids in America than Egypt. We have Grand Canyon has all these Egyptian names and Indian names because Tartaria was a mixture of all these cultures, Indian and Egyptian and a mixture of people, and we had free energy. And we were advanced society, and they don't want us to know this because they want to control us. And they so they took away the steam electricity and engines and stuff, and so people would buy cars and use oil and buy tires, and that's what Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You know, they had the best system, electrical train system in L.A., but then they closed that all down. General Tire and Standard Oil. You know, wanted to the Rockefellers basically and the Rothschilds. They want to make money on oil. And then when they entered into the medical industry in the 20s, they took out all the healthy things like oxygen and marijuana and opium, and they put petroleum based products that inhibit our natural. Yeah, all pharmaceutical stuff.
They became the biggest drug pushers in history. They became the biggest drug pushers in history. Forget about the cartel. The Rockefellers pushed more drugs than the Mexican cartels and the Colombian cartels will ever do.
Yep, and that's how you take over a nation and control them, you know. And it's – so we have to use natural – I try to inspire people to – because there's no side effects of natural – you know, or little, if any, and they work. And
yeah, there's
so,
side benefits. Side
yeah.
benefits.
And, well, they had Reif and Lukovsky. They had these concentric rings. You sat in a wooden chair between these rings, and they vibrated you perfect. They took away all the bells. You could just sit under a bang a big bell, and you sit under the bell, and it cured you. Okay? That frequency cured you. They took all the bells away. They took all the things that helped us, and we have this technology. We have this knowledge, and there were giants. Basically, everything we have is miniaturized from the giants, and all these trees were giant. They had miles high tree, just like the movie Avatar. They had Sedona was a big lush forest, and they had kings, and it was a royal land. You can see my friend Devara Thunderbeat. She made an excellent book of all the figures in the mountains. There's no doubting. You could see. You know, all the Egyptian characters there in Sedona. And my friend, Dr. Samos Monagic from the Bosnian Pyramid, he wants to really look into and go to Sedona. He came and did the Sedona thing. And I've been interviewing him for 10 years, and finally he came a couple of years ago. I love this guy. He's great. People go to his pyramid in Bosnia to take out the dirt out, and then they're healed of everything. They're healed.
Did you ever go there, Eric? Did you ever go to the Bosnian Pyramid?
I will be next year. I promise I'm going to go next year. My friend Dr.
Well, I want to go with you.
Okay, you got it. You got it because you know I'll hook you up because Michael Tellinger and Ken Rolla and which is what is it? Freshandalive.com.
Yeah, Ken Michael Rolla's Tellinger. Fresh and Alive. Yeah, he's Fresh
yeah.
and Alive.
And Michael Tellinger, he ran for president in South Africa. He's the Ubuntu. I mean, they're all friends. They want to retire there, you know, and I love those guys. And my friend
yeah.
Dave Norwood's, I met him, you know, I've been friends with him online, but we met each other. And it's amazing. He's been everywhere and actually to them and met them and stayed at Dr. Robert Young's place. And he went to Africa. He went to Bosnia, and he's an amazing guy, and he's a healer and plays music and wonderful person. I told him to listen and give him a shout out. You know, so these guys are all wonderful people, and we're going to have an amazing new future coming right around the corner after the last act, after the last, you know, attempt, whatever. They've run out of all their options, and they're trying to start a war. They couldn't get a war started, and we're using these to clean up the rest, you know, get rid of the child traffickers. And because if you watch Fall of the Cabal by Janet Ossebard, who is actually missing now, they attacked her, and I hope that she's alive. God bless her. Everybody give a prayer out to Janet Ossebard. But she made these Fall of the Cabal videos. And then she did sequel to Fall of the Cabal. Fall of the Cabal was 10 or 12, but then those two 12, extra two, turned into sequel of Fall of the Cabal. And then she went up to like almost 30 videos that you got to watch. But they showed basically Trump hitting the ground running and going to all the countries and showing stacks of papers of what they had on them and telling them, hey, either you're with us or we're going to get you for all this, you know. And stacks of what they did, you know, and who they know and whatever. So he got everybody on board with this BRICS nations that they're using gold-backed currency. And it's just like Jassara and Nasara. And see, Jassara and Nasara cannot happen if there's war or nuclear weapons. And see, these aliens are going around and turning off all these nuclear weapons for a long time. But they just can't turn off the ones on the subs. But once they shoot them out, they turn them off because they would have killed the people on the sub. So, you know, we're seeing an intervention. I've asked for help, and we have help, and they're here helping us. And because what affects – because us making nuclear war affects them on other levels. It ripples out into the, you know, wherever. So, it's very important that we, you know, live in this new vibrational frequency of love and no war, and everybody is going to have abundance of money. And then there's these Rodriguez Trust and Saint Germain Trust and other things coming to, you know, probably probably in a couple months, you know, less than 6 months, we're gonna get all these things coming to us. So you're gonna now have to think about how you want to help humanity, and how you heal yourself, and you have to come up with, you know, what can I do to help humanity? What can I do? That's what I thought all my life. I was a hero all my life, trying to help people, you know, and this was before the internet. And how could I get my information out? So I worked public jobs, and I kept talking and talking and talking about, you know, everything, UFOs and whatever, you know, drugs and pharmaceuticals and being natural. And, you know, I started with fluoride and sodium lauryl sulfate that makes the soap bubbly. You know, they're cancerous. And so you can't just say fluoride. You have to say sodium fluoride or calcium fluoride. Sodium fluoride is a rat poison. It's the only ingredient in rat poison, and it's the waste of refining metals. So you got Alcoa Aluminum and the Mellon family not wanting to pay to get rid of their waste, so they put it in water, and they found that fluoride really dumbs us down. See, because all around the world, they're having all these protests, and there's millions of people out in the street. But in America, where we fluoridate the water, everybody's lethargic. And see, what they realized in the gulags in Russia and the camps in Auschwitz in Germany, the Nazis, they realized that using fluoride, fluoridating the prisoners, made them docile. And they only needed one-fourth. It dumbs them down. It calcifies the pituitary pineal gland, your psychic center. And how to reverse that is drinking distilled water, because it breaks that calcification.
Why distilled over alkaline?
You need distilled because it pulls the inorganic minerals out. It does strip you of minerals, but only the inorganic ones. It leaves the good ones alone, okay? So it's, yes, it does strip you of minerals, but you want to get rid of those minerals, okay? And because they're the inorganic ones, and it's really the best water to drink. But of course, you need minerals too. You should be never have white salt, Morton's, you know, with iodized salt. You know, that's poison. Iodine is one. Yeah, you need Himalayan, which has all 92 or whatever, you know, minerals, you know, instead of just one, the iodine, you know. So, you know, when you have Celtic salt or sea salt, you know, it's much healthier, even though Fukushima happened 3/11/11 and made everything radioactive.
You know, Eric, Klaus Schwab is calling for the 2025 agenda from 2030 to happen. Is that because of the acceleration of everything you're talking about?
Yes, and I'm directly responsible for, you know, it used to be Agenda 21, okay? And then it made it 20. You know, 30, because I'm the guy, when I was working at that government job, I started to see guillotines, and we had all these empty prisons, and we had all these disaster areas with empty prisons. What are these prisons for? And then I saw we had a civilian inmate handbook. What the fuck is a civilian inmate handbook? You know, why are we putting the civilians in? What are you planning to do? You know? And so when I went to the secret martial art camp, and I met Jesse Ventura there. I started talking to him and telling him these things. And I'm the guy who gave him that information about the coffin liners. But he didn't talk with, you know, I gave him that information in 93. It took him 2 years to get Alex Jones and get out there. And when he did that on his show, they took him down. Okay. They closed the show after he talked about this. But it's because of us that it's 2030. We pushed it, okay? We slowed them down. And I told them I didn't want to do it because I want to lay low and be, you know, keep figuring out more. I said, if I found this, there's got to be a lot more. And after that, I went to work for the state for Medi-Cal, and then Food, Drug, and Radiation Safety, where we had the, you know, radioactive materials. And see, the reptilians are terraforming the planet to be the way they like it, radioactive and dry. That's why
they're using chemtrails so much every day?
Yes, yes. And, well,
they're
also
terraforming our atmosphere.
That's true, but if the White Hats, the other thing, I'm also open to the other way of thinking, that, it's white hats trying to protect us with that, because before it was true, there was in the snow and the water, you would find barium, strontium, nano aluminum, and lithium was what made those sunsets red. And then later I learned that, the white hats had taken over. I hope. And because this is just stuff I see. I mean, maybe it's wishful thinking, but they're putting good things in there to wake people up, like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and just mass dosing people to reverse the effects of the bioweapon jab, and also protect the sun that was, that we lost a lot of the protection from the rays and
like the UV rays and all that stuff.
I would
think that that's wishful thinking, Eric, because every time they load up the sky with that crap, I get headaches. I see people coughing. I see people sneezing.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, simultaneously, you hear on the radio, oh, you know, it's going to be a terrible flu season. You should get your flu shot now.
Yeah, exactly.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
And that's exactly what's going on in Ohio. See, they're trying to push – these people are dying from some lung shit in China, and they're trying to say, oh, wow, it's here in Ohio. But, hey, don't you remember the trains crashing with all the chemicals and poisoning all the water and the air and – because I have friends in Ohio, and it was so sad, and they couldn't breathe, and they were having health problems already. But now they're, like they're saying, they're trying to spin it on that. So, but basically, when I'm wishfully thinking, I'm trying to manifest a positive something, you know, just to put it out there to balance this negative shit that we're talking about. Because if there was a glass of water close to me, actually there is, I'm putting the wrong frequencies in it, and I don't want to. Then it becomes poisonous. And then if I drink that water, you know, so I want to think love and switch it, flip it to be good. And so I know it's not, you know, I know, and I admit it's wishful thinking, but the method of my madness is why I am who I am, is because I always flip it and I welcome disaster. Yeah.
You always want to put the positive energy into it to bring the love vibration out.
And that's what Bashar said. Bashar, the seer, the channeler, he told me my job was that when we went through this change, that my job was to put the love spin on it, because that's who I am. I put the love spin on it and make it good. So that's why I have to hold that vibrational frequency, that it's always make it always positive. Because when my neighbor's mom, both of her moms, her stepmom and her mom, hit my car this year, and I was happy because the first time, I got like $1,400, I think, to fix my car, and I didn't do anything. I just left it. It was two little dings, and nobody could really see it unless you really looked at it. So I left it, and I was happy. So when her real mom, hit me, I said, wow, that's more this time. It's going to be, I was so happy. Her mom was crying. It felt terrible for me because they know me. They see me washing my car and I love it. I said, oh no, I probably manifested this because I was just thinking the night before it'd be good to have that again happen, you know, because I could use the money for conferences or whatever, you know. And Christmas is coming up and, you know, I want ski season's coming up. And so it's funny. I manifested it. And that's why it's important to think good thoughts always and switch it. I was happy and I bought new, I went to the junkyard and bought nice new wheels and tires for cheap, you know, it worked out. Now I love my car and I'm happy and I have extra cash and in my pocket, you know?
So, yeah. Well, you know what, Eric, you remind me of Harold Hosvela in Germany, because he detached.
I love him.
Himself.
I love him.
Yeah.
That was one of the first people to interview him.
Yeah, he detached himself from the whole monetary system and does everything without money. And he mentioned, same thing like you, right? He said, whenever I need to go anywhere or someone invites me to a conference, the money just magically shows up. Someone sends him money. Someone decides to donate to him. And he says, you know, I don't plan around having money. And he also said something similar to what you were saying. He has a keen awareness of satanic entities in people and in places. And he had got a satanic attack. And he said, you never face someone that's satanic face on. You always face them sideways. He goes, and he didn't do that, and he had a satanic attack, and he did exactly what you were talking about. He said he went out into the forest by himself, and he filled his body with the vibration of love starting at his feet, going up to his head. He said, and that satanic entity that got injected into him had to flee because they are terrified of the vibration of love.
Yeah,
that's
yep.
why he saved his life.
That's why it's illegal to say Jesus Christ. They have to sign a waiver. The soldiers that go in the tunnels have to sign something that worked with the reptilians. That they couldn't say Jesus Christ. They couldn't say these type of things because it was that powerful. You know, so we are those people that they're scared of. That's why they're trying to get rid of us, and that's why we are becoming empowered. And it's so wonderful to know this and hold that frequency vibration. And you know, all the Armenians. See, I think why me? I kept asking, why me? I think I'm related to Trump and Kennedys and Lincoln family, the Coluni family, because all the Armenians they were related to each other, you know. And it was funny when, you know, poor, I think Cher is gone, Sherilyn Sarkissian, but when she was around, I had a girlfriend at the time, but she wanted to be with me, and she came in with her ex-husband, and he smiled, he winked at me. What was his name? From Alabama, I think, or what was his name?
Greg Allman.
What's it? Say it again?
Greg Allman, the band?
Yes, Greg Allman. He turned around and winked at me. He winked at me as he took. She said, "I'm going to stay here and talk with him." So he turned around and winked at me and walked off. And then she wanted to get together, and I was like, "I have a girlfriend." She goes, "But I'm Cher, you know." Her last name is Sarkissian, and she was a Armenian too, you know. And just like these Cardassians are Armenian, but see, they were in the Hollywood. And Hollywood, you know, is Holly weird. And when I lived
Holly just like that, weird.
Yeah, my life was just like that movie Out of the Shadows. Okay, I went. My dad's one of his best friends, Amir. He was the guy where I think Wilshire and Santa Monica meet in that big triangle angle where Beverly Hills Hotel is. Next to it is the Amir Studios, and he shot like the president and Michael Jackson. Everybody's. Glossy, you know, 8x10 glossy. And so that was my dad's friend. He wanted me to, and they hired him to shoot pictures at famous people's, like movie makers' houses for party, you know. And he didn't have videos, so he brought me. So I went to these Hollywood parties, and I would see Baphomet. I mean, I was studying art history and filmmaking at UCLA, so I knew symbols and art and stuff. I could tell you what, you know, what it was, and I knew what that was symbolizing, and I was like, holy shit. And you know, you open the door, and you see this big giant statue, bigger than you, you know, Baphomet, you know, like, well, wow, what is going on? And they have lions and tigers on chains, and anyway, I'm saying this stuff is happening and it's going down and the good guys are winning. And I can tell you because I meet these soldiers that go and, you know, the heads of these SEAL teams, and they can't fake their face and healing when they're coming to get healed. You know, I have to hug them and thank them and give them, you know, cats are amazing healers. They know what to do. They put their paws on your chest and your face, and they know how to heal you and take away that negative energy. And they're purring, actually knits bones, and cats are from outer space. They gotta be. And they're here to teach us about Om and the purring and the cosmic vibration. And their purring is amazing healing. And I've used them, my cats, to heal me many times. And I saw a picture of my friend Sean David Morton this morning with a cat on his chest, a little cute kitten. And I was thinking, oh, perfect. That's what he needs. Perfect. So,
yeah, we're all thinking about Sean. Trust me.
Absolutely. We want health and happiness and wellness for this man.
We want him back fully intact. The last thing I was going to tell you, you know, or ask you, when you mentioned the list of people to meet with Yasmanovic in the Bosnian pyramid, is there any input from Nassim Harriman about joining that group?
You know, I love Nassim, and every time I speak Farsi with him, he doesn't reply. He doesn't talk to me in Farsi. Okay, he speaks English always, And what's funny is, remember when that NASA video came out of the sun spiraling through space and everything's going around it? I think when the first time I interviewed him, he showed me that video. It's the first time I saw it. And I said, oh, wow, that's nice CGI. I said, and it was about 2016 or 17, or it's 2016, I think. And I asked him what he thought about flat Earth. And he just stopped right there. And I've been studying flat Earth since the 80s, and I really was open-minded to it, and I couldn't see the curve, where it curved, and it looked like a big – because I've flown many times. And this girl in class, she said, you know, let me take you out to dinner. I want to prove something to you. So I met her out in this crazy place far in the field. It turned out to be all these beautiful balloons, and she took me on a dinner balloon ride, and we went on this balloon, and we had dinner on a balloon. And she said, do you notice the horizon? I said, yeah. She goes, don't you think if the world was round, you couldn't see that far? And the horizon wouldn't keep rising to the eye level. We would have to look over the basket to see the edge. And it really made sense to me. And then I got into doing my own experiments with lasers. And because if the world was round, it would have to have a dip of 8 inches every mile. And the plane isn't dipping the nose down when it's flying. It's flying level. Sea level is level. And then you look at these maps that I grew up with in the gifted program. They were called Gleason, equidistant azimuthal maps. And that's what they used to navigate. And there's no Antarctica on there. We're surrounded by this ice wall that we think is Antarctica. And there's four gates that go out through that you can go to Mars and Asgard and Anunnaki lands, and everything makes sense. When you watch the videos on Italian PNC on the YouTube channel, you watch all these videos, they talk about all these explorers, and it's funny how Britain doesn't take over. When the Koreans go or Japanese, they kill everybody and they take over the land and use the resources. The British use the people just like they used us. They make them think that they're in control of their land, and they work for them. All our taxes went to them, you know? So it's just funny to hear these stories and be open to it, but it really makes sense. And because 1962, there was Operation Fishbowl Firmament, and so just these things, you know, I like to people that inspire people to look into it. I know it sounds crazy, but when I asked him about it, he flipped and didn't talk. And then I met him in person, and I saw him at Contact in the Desert, and he showed me his Hutchinson's effect with this, you know, flying disc that was around this table, and he would bend it, and it would fly bent around, and, you know. But, I mean, I like him. He's a nice guy. But I like people who are like me that aren't scared to talk and scared. See, Michael Tellinger was told not to talk about flat Earth. Gaia told him when he signed that he couldn't talk about it, okay? You know, so what are these disclosures that are – I think that's part of the disclosure, coming disclosures. And the other one is the fake sun, the sun simulator. You look up the patent, Google the patent on the sun, because the sun used to be yellow when I was a kid. And now it's like bright white, and it doesn't look the same.
What's your take on the heliocentric –
Wait, we're down to seconds left on the show, guys.
I don't think the sun is in the center.
Okay. We want to thank Gaylor for being on with us. Nick will be on tonight from 7 to 9. We'll be back tonight. We'll get Eric on as soon as we can. We'll bring him back, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone, hold on.
Marcus, can you hear that in the background? I've been
listening. Thank you for listening to Revolution.
Cool.
Radio.
Okay. All right. It's all right. That's right. Coming up in a couple of minutes, people. We're just starting streaming earlier, you know, just to find out.
Mountain High Time. 2 hours of an organization to the madness. Discussing the ever-changing dynamics of being both physically and mentally prepared for a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it. Ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines. Guests that are not afraid to question the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factist that pushes constitutional concepts. The place and the time are the same, another dimension we call Mountain High Time.
I'm wondering if they can on Oregon. I'll pop over to the 6 p.m.
Mountain High Time. Right here on Revolution.radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law.
Not just
fools and losers.
Can you hear them?
Cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser.
Hold on.
And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
And I timer. And I've got a. Yeah.